So Kelly and I were just here talking about yesterday. It was a Monday. It was a Monday, and we just figured out why. So Kelly said when you got here, you realized what, at 3:30 in the afternoon that you had not had coffee this morning.
I know.
And then we have a Monday tradition around here where one of us will go and pick up coffee and bring it back. And that hadn't even happened.
No, we forgot.
So, you know, it just kind of compounded the Mondayness of
it
yesterday.
It did. It really did.
Oh, but somehow we survived.
We did.
And
here we are.
We're here to live to tell about it. Even whether they want to know or not.
I wondered why I was really like hitting that wall early yesterday. Now
yeah,
I know.
I remember coming back from lunch and you just said, I am so tired. I said, yeah, I know.
It all makes sense now.
So we have Mondays around here too, right? But today's Tuesday.
It is.
Which means it's time for Kelly and coffee. Right.
Coffee.
So we're not going to forget the coffee
we
today.
We will not.
Not that we're addicted or anything around here, but we do love our coffee.
Yes.
So, and I like the reports that say that it's actually good for you.
I do too.
Yeah.
It makes me feel a lot better.
I kind of focus on those and disregard the rest. Anyhow, Kelly and Coffee. Kelly is our business manager. We love Kelly. She just brings so many gifts and talents and such a ministry heart to the Praise Network. So I'm very thankful for her. And on Tuesday, she comes in and shares some of the comments that we've received from our listening family. And what do you have for us today?
Well, I have one from Lydia in Ontario.
Oh, we love Lydia, too. She's one of our longtime listeners and volunteers at the station.
Yes.
Sweet young lady.
And she writes, thank you for all you do to keep the station running. I'm so thankful to have such encouraging and uplifting music and teaching to listen to.
Oh, thank you, Lydia. We appreciate that. Especially coming from, you know, a young adult, and to know that they appreciate the ministry of the Praise Network means a lot to us.
Yes.
Big encouragement.
And Connie in Osseo writes, I have gone to church my whole life, but since listening to the sermons and music, I have been uplifted and started a new journey. I have learned so much about what it means to have Jesus Christ as my personal Savior and not to be afraid of sharing my faith.
Wow, that's huge. That is huge. And, you know, for many of us, we can sit in church year after year after year, and somehow it just doesn't sink in, or there's just this something missing there. But then all of a sudden, God will use some source to get our attention and to speak to our heart. And we're so thankful that He used the Praise Network in Connie's heart.
Yes, and amen.
She's on that new journey with the Lord along with us here at the Praise Network. So thank you, Connie.
Yes. And the last one is from our friend Randall.
Yeah, I'm sure our listeners are really getting to know Randall very well because he writes to us so often, and we love to share what he has to say because he is one of our inmates from the New Lisbon Correctional Institute, but he is a constant encouragement to us. He lifts us up in prayer, and I just reread one of the letters that he sent. I think it was last week as our family's going through some difficult times again, and he goes, you know, God will wake me up in the early morning hours because I woke up at 3 o'clock this morning to pray for you, or 4 o'clock this morning, and it's just like, wow, you know, we're just so thankful for you know, how God has redeemed his past and he's using him now. And now he's taking Bible college courses. And, you know, God is doing a great work in and through his life. And we're very appreciative of all he adds to this ministry.
Amen.
And that prayer support that he offers to us as well.
And he writes, what a blessing to partner with Praise. Praise listeners and supporters to bring Radical One Radio to reality from here in my gated community. With God, there are no boundaries. These ripple effects will positively impact youth and communities around the world. How cool is that? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Praise, for being obedient to the Lord's leading in this project to impact youth and young adults for the kingdom of Christ.
Ah, yeah, he has so caught the vision of Radical Radio. I know just when we first mentioned it quite some time ago to him that he caught on to that, and he's had a heart for Radical One. Radical One Radio is a new ministry outreach. It's an internet radio station, and as we were doing some research for the ministry, we learned that young people listen to an average of 9 hours of music every single day. And so, And preparing to share this ministry with my personal church family, I had Kelly look up some of the lyrics of the top songs that are on the Billboard charts right now that these young people are listening to. I know you can't say the words, but you want to give me just your basic impression?
Well, to be honest, it was a little overwhelming. And I think I said to you, I can't even look at these lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
It just made me feel so icky inside. I couldn't believe what kids were listening to.
Yeah, I came back to get them for you. And I know you were about in tears then as you are now. And you just said, I feel so dirty. And as I started looking over the lyrics of the number one songs that are out there, and I think it's pop and hip hop and the different genres that you were looking up, looking at the songs that are on the top of the chart. So that means they're getting a lot of airplay right now. And these are the messages that are penetrating these kids' heads and these kids' hearts that they're taking in day after day after day in those 9 hours of music that they're listening to. And the messages were horrendous.
They were.
The vulgarity, the foul language, the sexual abuse and promiscuity, the immorality, just all sorts of filthiness that were contained and promoted through these lyrics were very alarming to me because I know the impact that, you know, the rock and roll of the 70s had on me and, you know, the path that I took, the decisions I made in my life, and these are just multiplied so many times over. So what we want to do, because we have the capabilities here with the equipment the Lord has blessed us with, to provide an online stream of music to these young people. And we had a youth pastor who stopped in the station about, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks ago now. And he was saying that he streams music online so he can stay in touch with his young people to know what they're listening to and that sort of thing. So he's streaming Christian music. And then when we started looking at the top songs on the Christian charts in these genres of music, the hip hop and the EDM and the metal and the, you know, all the different music that we don't necessarily play here on the Praise Network, but the messages are very, very powerful. There's a lot of good stuff out there, good messages, Christ-centered messages. And then attending the Sunshine Festival and Life Fest, we've been able to interact with these artists that play that music and know, you know, many of them have a real heart for the Lord and really want to reach this generation for Jesus Christ. So all that to say, God has is putting the pieces together that we can provide a 24-hour stream of this type of music to reach young people. And also interspersed with that, we will put some short, hard-hitting features by teachers like Greg Laurie and Ravi Zacharias, and there's a feature called Groundwire, and different ones that really speak to you, the teen challenge spots. So they'll be getting the words of truth through these short features and the music, and they can stream it anytime, day or night, which, as you know, when you see most young people walking around, they have these earbuds, you know, with a permanent attachment to them. So we're excited about that, and we're putting the pieces together. And I know that Randall from the New Lisbon Correctional Institute sent a donation towards this endeavor, and some other folks have donated. We still need more, and we really have a heart to reach these young people. I know you've also contacted some of the local groups and churches as well that we wanted to get in touch with personally to get the word out about Radical One Radio.
I did. I looked up information on just colleges so we can get the information into those college students' hands and churches that have college ministries and high school and youth ministries, just and not just here, you know, in Winona, in Eau Claire, all over our listening area, so that we can make sure that these kids, you know, are aware that the station is here.
Yeah, we know there's a lot of young people that are on fire for the Lord. I know one of my sons is really connected on the UWL campus, and there is a group of very solid young people who have a heart for the Lord, and they're not afraid, you know, to get out there and to show it and to share it. And so getting this tool to strengthen and encourage their walk with the Lord, and then for them to be able to share it. And one way we're going to do that is as soon as we get a couple more pieces in place, we're going to come up with a QR code. That's that square little code that you can scan with your iPhone, and it will take you directly to the mobile app where they can start listening to the music. And so it's something quick and easy to share. We can put it on T-shirts. We can put it on cards. We can put it on, you know, just about anything.
Yes.
And be able to share it that way. So we'll get these tools into the hands of the young people and just pray that God will continue to bless it. And if you'd like to know more about that, you can always get in touch with us here at the Praise Network right now. That's Praise Network, info@praisenetwork.com. There is a Radical One website that's in the works, and that would be radicalone.radio.com, or you can email info@radical1radio.com, and we will be happy to get back with you with information and how that is progressing as well.
Very good.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Kelly.
You
have a great day. Go have some more coffee.
All right. That sounds like a good plan.
Happy Tuesday.
Bye.